Throughout Chester's history, the community has been divided on its place in Brawl Stars. Since Brawl Stars' release, the competitive scene has prided itself on its complete reliance on skill and strategy. So what happens when a brawler's fundamental design tries to challenge all of those ideas? Chester's luck-based mechanics draw a fine line between quick-thinking skill and frustrating RNG, creating a polarizing brawler among the player base. Today, I'm gonna cover a brief history of Chester's rises and falls in the meta and reputations within the community since his introduction, and if Chester's design is actually problematic or if it's all over-exaggerated. So first, let me bring you back to December 7th, 2022, when the Candyland update was announced alongside three new brawlers. These brawlers consisted of Chester and Mandy, both brawlers of the Candyland trio, and Gray, who was doing his own thing. Three brawlers in one Brawl Talk already took some of the spotlight away from Chester, and then you realize this is the update Supercell announced the removal of Brawl Boxes. Talk about community backlash. Sure, a large portion of the community had faith in Brawl Stars' direction, but there was still a loud portion of the audience not excited for this change, or at least had a lot of questions. As the community divided on their feelings about Star Road, Chester kind of slipped under the radar. Sure, the player base was still excited for him, but frankly, there were other questions raised by this Brawl Talk people were more curious about, especially since Chester was just one of three brawlers announced that Brawl Talk. Still, Chester stood out from that group, particularly being a legendary brawler showcased to have randomness be a key element of his kit. His main attack had an interesting cycle, gaining an extra projectile up to 3 before a reset back to 1. He was also shown to have 5 supers at his disposal, which he would receive at random with seemingly no indication as to what he would get. The community actually seemed pretty excited for Chester's stance as an RNG-based brawler. He had what seemed to be some of the most fun and unique mechanics in the game, and also some killer voice lines teased prior to his release that instantly got players to connect with Chester's personality. One thing people did point out was how ironic it was that in the update Supercell tried to reduce luck in the game by removing brawl boxes, they also added Chester, whose whole gimmick was luck. Regardless of what anyone thought, the Candyland update would release on December 12th, 2022, bringing Chester along with it. And despite the nature of Chester's design, one part of his release was actually very, very predictable. Chester was way too strong. Immediately landing at the top of the meta, Chester proved himself an unbelievable counter to aggressive brawlers. Chester's burst damage at close range shredded through tanks and assassins due to Chester's cone-like attack that did more damage at point blank. Of Chester's two star powers, Bellomania quickly proved to be the better option. Sneak Peek actually built a reputation as one of the worst star powers in the game. Being able to see what super you got didn't change much about how you played and was only situationally helpful. This was a stark contrast to Bellomania, which allowed Chester's main attack to cycle through a fourth sequence shooting 4 bells instead of capping out at 3. This was a significant boost to Chester's DPS. If you chained through 2 attacks to get to the 3rd and 4th attack of your cycle, you could burst down so many brawlers with just 2 ammo. And while Chester's main attack was interesting enough, it doesn't even scratch the surface of Chester's complexity. Because even though Bellomania was a pretty busted star power at this point, one of Chester's 5 supers was the one truly breaking this brawler. Jawbreaker. This super shot a fast moving projectile that dealt over 2000 damage and stunned the enemy for 2 seconds. It was a stun equivalent to Frank's super, but was way easier to hit and came packaged alongside a brawler that could 2-shot most of the brawlers in the game. This super carried Chester's kit and was the super you were hoping for most of the time. You could even hope for this super several times through rerolls, which were offered with Chester's spicy dice gadget. This combination of threats caused a large portion of the community to start hate for Chester. This brawler's burst damage was ridiculous, and Jawbreaker added another layer of frustration to Chester's playstyle. Because you knew when you got owned by Chester's stun that you might have won the interaction if he had just gotten a different super. The imbalance between these supers created frustration for both parties. Since likewise, if you were playing Chester and happened to get the one super that couldn't help you, it could really take away from your experience. This pointed out a fundamental characteristic that would always plague Chester as a brawler. Chance as a mechanic created a rush of excitement whenever you got the super you were just hoping for, but also a drone of disappointment whenever you got the super you didn't want. Many players immediately grew tired of Chester's strength and random antics, annoyed that a brawler built on chance was so prevalent. It was an inevitable day on January 12th, 2023, when Chester was finally nerfed from his state of dominance just as expected. What we couldn't have expected so easily was how harshly Chester would get nerfed to the ground. A devastating 6 nerfs arrived for Chester a month following his release, though 4 of those nerfs were just to get Jawbreaker under control. Besides the obliteration of Jawbreaker, having its stun duration given an 86% damage nerf and lowering its projectile speed, Chester's main attack also received a significant 11% damage nerf, which had the side effect of making Chester charge his super in 7 hits rather than 6. These nerfs completely shot Chester down from his brief moment of glory. Landing squarely around low mid tier, it was clear that these changes weren't intended to be a light slap on Chester's wrist. Supercell had sentenced him to competitive irrelevancy. While Chester still found use in casual play, if you saw your teammates picking Chester in Power League, it was almost kind of a joke option. Fitting for a jester that he became a brawler that was almost exclusively played for fun. Following Chester's significant nerfs on January of 2023, Chester would receive minimal change for the next year and a half. Even though Chester would receive some minor buffs in the coming months, namely a buff to his health in May and again in December, these seemed more like power creep damage control buffs rather than genuine efforts to bring Chester back into relevancy. In an 18-month time frame of a constantly shifting meta, all Chester had to show for it was a measly 400 base HP buff. Especially for a low mid-tier brawler like Chester's been, this is a strong indication that Supercell was content with his place in the game out of the competitive spotlight. And this sentiment shows in the numbers, as in 2023's Brawl Stars World Finals, Chester was not picked or banned a single time. With each month that progressed, Chester's place in the game grew less and less relevant. Other tank counters like Colette and assassin counters like Gale were much more reliable than Chester was at this time. In short, with Chester's unpredictability came Chester's instability, and unstable brawlers just didn't seem to have a place in competitive esports. While Chester's 5 supers made him really versatile, it also meant Chester couldn't fill a role that another brawler couldn't do better. Strongmen increased Chester's field presence, but other brawlers still had better survivability. Pop Rocks gave Chester decent crowd control, but other brawlers could control area better. And you could go down the line with all of Chester's supers. His mastery title, Jack of All Trades, was really fitting, because at this point, Chester truly felt like a master of none. A full year and a half since Chester has had any competitive relevance, it seemed like Chester had reached his all-time low. Not because he was the weakest brawler in the game, or even especially close to it, but because it seemed like he was never destined for greatness. And when all hope was lost, miraculously, Supercell must have decided enough is enough. On June 25th, 2024, Chester's Bellomania star power became a part of Chester's base kit. At the same time, Bellomania was renamed to Single Bellomania and now had the function of doubling the damage of Chester's first single bell attack. He instantly grew way better at his job of bursting down tanks and assassins. Chester shot up the rankings, becoming a high tier brawler after these changes. After so much waiting, Chester was finally excelling at his niche once again, countering tanks and assassins who were really popular at this point, like Frank and Buzz. While not the game-breaking menace he was at launch, Chester now found his niche in the competitive scene as a counterpick to aggressive brawlers. But do you notice something interesting about the buffs Chester's received at this point? Yeah. Three times in a row, Supercell opted to not buff any of Chester's supers. Instead, the thing that was truly making Chester worthwhile right now was his threatening main attack. Why was this the case? My guess is that Supercell wanted to limit Chester's variability and randomness if he was ever gonna become more viable. They weren't gonna buff just one or two of Chester's supers to increase his viability, as that would only risk creating a great imbalance between his supers like during the Jawbreaker era. Likewise, they weren't gonna risk a complete rework or rebalance of Chester's supers in fear of the Jester breaking the game once again. It just wasn't worth the effort. So instead, Supercell opted to balance Chester with the safest, most unproblematic buffs possible. Health buffs. When Chester grew stale after being underwhelming for so long, Supercell gifted Chester yet another safe buff to his first single bell attack. If Chester was to get any stronger, it wasn't gonna be because of his RNG-based super. Because if Chester's greatest strengths came from something ultimately up to chance, the esports scene would not turn out pretty. Yet at least a few match-defining moments would come down to if a Chester got the right super at the right time. In essence, the brawler whose whole character revolved around unpredictability was watered down to be more predictable. Chester was now your all-reliable, aggressive brawler counter, who could deal great burst damage with his main attack and cycled between 5 supers, which were all honestly pretty average at this point. When Chester first came out, he was the truest agent of chaos, with a broken super he only got 20% of the time. A year and a half later, Chester's super was no longer as risky to play around. All in all, while he wasn't as much of an unpredictable Jester as he once was, Chester main still enjoyed this period of relevancy finally once again. However, to their dismay, this period could only last for 4 months. On October 4th, 2024, Chester received 2 nerfs that would sink him back where he came from in competitive irrelevancy. The first brought Chester's base health back to 3500. The second decreased the bonus damage Chester got from his single bell star power, backtracking some of the help Supercell gave to Chester, which he had patiently waited for nearly 2 years. While not being nerfed to the ground, it seemed like Supercell didn't like the idea of Chester staying one of the best brawlers of his niche for very long at all, especially since the nerf came right before World Finals, the biggest stage for Brawl Stars esports all year. And these nerfs really showed, as Chester was only picked a total of 2 times at World Finals that year, which was devastating considering how promising he looked just a few months before. And considering how long Chester had to wait after his first wave of nerfs, only time would tell when Chester would be viable again, or if it would happen again at all. At this point, Chester mains could only hope for one blessing, one saving grace of a mechanic that was already notorious for saving other low-tier brawlers. And lucky for them, their wishes were answered. Hypertrophy. A recurring theme for Brawl Stars history is that Hypercharge, for better or for worse, always switches things up for every brawler. In Chester's case, these changes were extremely welcome. On March 24th, 2025, Chester received his crunchy, chewy, gooey Hypercharge, combining his Candy Popper, Salmiakki, and Pop Rock Supers all into one, in addition to a speed, shield, and damage boost. This Hypercharge brought Chester back to his glory days of breaking the game, but maybe not in a way anyone would have liked. Chester was absolutely busted just because of this one ability that allowed him to wipe teams with essentially an atomic bomb in his pocket. Offering insane crowd control and damage output, Chester's Hypercharge was truly a jack of all trades and master of breaking the game. The infamous Hypercharge emergency nerf claimed another victim, as Chester's Hypercharge multiplier was decreased from 40% to 30%, just 3 days after his Hypercharge first came out. When this wasn't enough to drop Chester from the top of the meta, Supercell decreased Chester's Hypercharge multiplier again the following month, now down to 25% starting April 30th, 2025. Chester once again found his abilities watered down in an arguably uninteresting way. And even if Chester mains were glad to see their brawler return to competitive relevancy, this wasn't exactly the most healthy and balanced state for Chester to be in. Chester was meta once again, but at what cost? Despite these nerfs to his Hypercharge, through sheer power alone, this ability carries Chester all the way to high tier today. But considering Chester's history leading to this point, how long will Chester's relevance in the meta continue to last? Is Supercell ready for Chester to make a lasting stand in the competitive meta, or will Chester return to the all-too-familiar mid-tier before it's time for the big stage? Personally, I've truly enjoyed Chester's kit and playstyle for a while now. But while I do enjoy using Chester as a casual player, I do see the perspective of not wanting Chester present in the competitive scene. While it's arguable Chester's randomized mechanics make him more skill-based to use, it's undeniable that if played under enough instances, it's guaranteed for several interactions to come down to a little chance. So, what do you think? Does Chester deserve to be competitively viable, or should he return to low mid-tier where he belongs, safely secured away from the hands of the competitive meta?